General Petraeus will testify about the effects of the troop surge. In today's New York Times, the front page features a story of another assessment from the ground. Reporter Damien Cave is the co-writer of the story. He relied on interviews with 150 Iraqi residents, militia members, officials, and American soldiers in 20 Baghdad neighborhoods, and he's on the line with us from Baghdad. Welcome to the program, Damien.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
We've been hearing a lot about the positive results of the troop surge in Anbar and Diyala provinces, where the Sunni insurgents are beginning to work with American troops to fight al-Qaeda in Iraq. But your story focuses on Baghdad. Why?
Well, at the heart of the plan, of the new security plan, the surge, was Baghdad from the start. When President Bush first announced his plan, he basically described Baghdad as the linchpin of security for Iraq. So we felt that it was important to really get out on the streets and find out how much this has actually changed life for Iraqis, if at all.
You cite some pretty encouraging statistics about the decline of car bombs and other explosions, sectarian violence in Baghdad. Yet it's surprising you don't find the trend entirely encouraging. Why not?
Well, I think it's not a question of whether it's encouraging or not. It's a question of what the impact of that is and what the cause of that improvement is. It's not clear that the American troop surge is entirely responsible for this. In many neighborhoods, Shiites have cleansed the area of Sunnis, and that's why the violence is down, regardless of American troops. And on the impact question, what appears to have happened is that while violence has gone down, the actual sectarian dynamic has not changed. It's simply moved to a slightly more underground level, but Shiites and Sunnis, in many cases, are just as angry and mistrustful as they were 8 months ago.
You take us to several neighborhoods. Can we concentrate on two, Dora and Saidiya? What were these neighborhoods like before the troop surge?
Before the troop surge, Dora was a very unstable, difficult place. Last summer, I was embedded there during the last attempt to secure Baghdad, and it was really bad then, and then progressively got worse. Saidiya, however, was a middle-class, relatively stable community as recently as 5 months ago, last time I had done some reporting there. What happened when the troops came in is that they managed to secure parts of Dora and calm parts of it down, but a lot of the trouble there bled into Saidiya and has made Saidiya one of, if not the worst, places in the city. So in some ways, the surge helped a certain part of Dora, the market in particular, but much of Dora remains a very dangerous place for. Someone told me basically there's old ladies and insurgents, and that's basically the only folks who are left in the neighborhood. And then Saidiya has become just a complete battle zone. And even in the case of Dora, you know, one of the things that you test is, you know, are people moving back in? And at this point, very few seem to be.
When you spoke to the residents of Baghdad, what did they say to you about what they think is going to happen if and when American troops go home?
It ranges pretty wildly. I mean, one of the things that's been a dramatic turnaround is that the Sunni communities very much feel that the Americans are their protectors. They feel under siege from the Shiites, and they feel that if the Americans left, they would simply be slaughtered. On the Shiite side, there's more frustration with the Americans, and in some cases, there are people who say, yes, we would like them to stay, and many more say these problems started when the Americans came, and there's a growing sense of anger in places like Sadr City, where the American surge has brought raids and more activity to the area. So, I mean, as is often the case here, there's a wide range of opinion, much of it breaking down along sectarian lines.
Do you expect the trends you found in Baghdad to be reflected in the expected testimony of General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker this week?
It's very hard to tell. I mean, I will say that in the last conversation I had with Ambassador Crocker, one of the things that stood out that he said was, you know, when you go to neighborhoods like Mansour, a middle-class area that had been stable a few years ago, and see the level of destruction, you realize that it's going to take a very long time for it to heal. And that's an assessment that fits with what the people in Mansour told us. So I do think that there will be some element of what we found in the testimony, but how much, and again, what their conclusions are based on what they see on the ground or what they report is something that, you know, we obviously can't tell. It'll be interesting to see what they say and how they basically define or interpret the information that we've all been finding.
Damien Cave with Stephen Farrell wrote today's front page article in the New York Times, which concludes that American troop buildup in Iraq is failing to meet its goals, at least in Baghdad. Damien Cave spoke to us from Baghdad. Thanks a lot, Damien.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to NPR News.